You're listening to Radio 3 in Concert with me, Nicola Heywood-Thomas. We're in Hoddinott Hall in Cardiff Bay, where the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and principal guest conductor Zhan Zhang have a single work in this second half of tonight's programme. It's Alexander Zemlinsky's musical interpretation of Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid. Zemlinsky was seen as one of the most important young composers in turn-of-the-century Vienna, and in 1905, The Little Mermaid's first performance was a great success. But part of the score of the three-movement work was left behind when Zemlinsky fled to the United States to escape the Nazis, and so it would be almost 50 years before the complete work was discovered and given its first modern performance. The young mermaid falls in love with a prince she's saved from a storm and drinks a magic potion to make her human so that she can join him on land. It causes her terrible pain, and despite her suffering and sacrifice, her heart is broken when she fails to win the prince's love. In despair, the mermaid throws herself back into the sea and is transformed into a spirit of the air. Well, this particular fairy tale resonated deeply with Zemlinsky's own personal life at the time. He was devastated that his great love, Alma Schindler, had left him for another composer, Gustav Mahler. The couple married just a few days after Zemlinsky began work on The Little Mermaid and were even in the audience for its premiere. So forget the Disney animation. Zemlinsky's Little Mermaid is a musical picture of great love, sacrifice, heartbreak, and ultimately rebirth. For our principal guest conductor, Zhan Zhang, it's an extremely emotional and tender work, which she takes great joy in programming. She admires Zemlinsky's orchestral writing and his mastery of the late Romantic musical language. And now we welcome Zhan Zhang to conduct the BBC National Orchestra of Wales with its leader, Leslie Hatfield, in this performance of The Little Mermaid by Zemlinsky.